Learn how you can lose £20 in 20 days safely. Tuition is free. The knowledge is priceless. Call Radium Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today or log on to RadiumClinicColorado.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skelton from World Affairs Brief as we begin to analyze what's really going on in the world, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be covering this morning?
Well, we're going to be talking about the new Cold War. There's a lot of difference of opinion between pundits here in the United States. A lot of them saying this is not a new Cold War, but it is an end to the era in which the U.S. was the sole hegemonic power, and that the U.S. is now having to, for the first time, not be able to dictate its way in the world. You know, there is a certain amount of truth to that. Under the globalist Bush regime, the U.S. has been all too eager and easy to invade other nations that can't hit back. Serbia obviously couldn't hold back the U.S. onslaught in Kosovo, and neither could the Iraqis. The Iranians will be a little bit more formidable and can strike back, but now at least the U.S. is faced with a defiant Russia occupying Georgia, and the U.S. is all talk and no action, the same thing with NATO. But, you know, after dealing with the Soviets in the Cold War, the West surely should have understood one lesson, that the Russians only respect force, not words. The Berlin Airlift showed that. They don't respect treaties, agreements, only power. And it was the same thing with Hitler. The West aided and abetted his aggression by monetary investments in his armaments industry, and purposely keeping their own military disarmed and weak so that they had every excuse not to confront Hitler militarily when they could, in fact, have stopped him. You know, this is very eerily reminiscent of what's happening now in Georgia. A lot of people are making that comparison, that this looks like Munich all over again, of not standing up to Russia. Of course, only when Hitler was then too strong to stop did the West declare war with all of its disastrous results, and it appears that only when Russia is really too strong to stop, the U.S. will finally go to war with it, and we'll have another disastrous Third World War. But my point is that the globalists actually want this war, and I think that's why they're provoking Russia, and Russia wants the war as well. It intends to knock the West down to size and establish their own hegemony over the New World Order. This is a race to see who will control the New World Order. It's not a race for liberty. It's not a race, defend liberty at all. Both sides are working for a New World Order. And it's amazing to see how the pundits haven't got their positions quite straightened out yet with this new paradigm. You still find about actually a slight majority of the old left liberals that are coming out and still defending Russia and saying, oh, we've got to placate, we have to do, can't do without Russia. And then we have the neocons who instantly are not necessarily switching away from attacking Iran, but they're suddenly on the warpath about getting tough with Russia. And this is a real a change for the neocons because they have been virtually silent about the Russia threat for years. Naturally, the left liberals are silent about Russia because they're basically in favor of communism and an extreme form of socialism. But the neocons, you know, claiming to be for greater American power and liberty and democracy, etc., have just been covering for Russian war preparations, and suddenly they have come out in force saying all the right things that I've been saying over the years about Russia being a real threat.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that, you know, it's amazing. 3 weeks ago, our focus was on Iran, the danger of Iran, and suddenly, just as if somebody had pulled a switch, now our attention is focused in almost entirely on the Caucasus area, and nobody's even talking about Iran, hardly. It's amazing how they can manipulate us.
Well, that's right. You know, for example, in the Jim Lehrer NewsHour, John Isaac, he's in a very liberal think tank, was going on with the standard fare we've been hearing for years, claiming we mustn't provoke Russia because we can't do without Russia's help in foreign policy. You know, that's been a pot of crock for years. We know that you know, Russia is not helping the United States on the war on terror. This is merely you know, a cover from the globalists trying to protect Russia while it rebuilds, building, as you say so eloquently, the best enemy that money can buy.
Right.
But Fred Kagan, on was the other guest of the American Enterprise Institute from the Kagan family, which is one of the premier neocon families. The father's Donald Kagan, who's promoted the war in Iraq for so many years, and Robert Kagan, who also served on the Project for the New American Century with his brother. Even Fred Kagan's wife teaches at West Point, where he used to teach, and she's a neocon as well. And so this is a real neocon family, but boy, I'll tell you, he just came out and devastated John Isaac's argument, saying Russia hasn't been helpful at all in any of these things. And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, these people prove to me that they have been watching Russia all the time, but that doesn't explain why they've been silent all these time. I mean, it's obvious that they didn't come upon this information just in the past 2 weeks that Russia started to assert itself. They've known these things. Well, he started to go back in history and paint the whole picture. And that's what was telling Dr. Stan, is the fact that these people know, just like I claimed all these years, that the CIA knows that Russia's dangerous, and they're not saying anything. And that shows that there has been a concerted government policy to protect Russia up at this time, but that policy is changing. This is a major globalist tactical turn of events, moving from covering for Russian war preparations to suddenly admitting Russia is a major threat, and I don't think we're ever going to see it go away.
I fear you're right. I fear that this may be, you know, the prelude to the coming war with Russia and China, but go right ahead.
Well, you know, there's another example that came out this week, Gabriel Schoenfeld of Commentary Magazine. Now, this is the flagship neocon publication, and he writes an article called What Lies Behind Moscow's Willingness to Crush Georgia with Overwhelming Force, and amazingly, he brings up the issue of Russian nuclear superiority. Now, this is something that neocons have heretofore downplayed with a vengeance, just like, you know, other liberal left liberals, but now they are telling the truth.
Well, the American people are going to have to realize they pulled the switch, but the direction changes. It's about time we understood we're being manipulated by people who are committing gender. Right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic?
Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So pick up the story, Joel.
So we're talking about the new paradigm here of threat that Russia is presenting because of the Georgia invasion. What's really interesting, Dr. Stan, is that, Russia has been playing along with the globalists in the sense of downplaying their own military prowess. This is all part of the grand deception, as I call it, the phony demise of the Soviet Union, which was a carefully crafted deception where the communists simply went underground. I talk about in today's World Affairs Brief, review the story of that briefly, that in fact this was an obvious deception. For example, the KGB claimed that they failed to capture Gorbachev in this coup attempt at his villa, which was relatively undefended. I mean, this is just laughable that the KGB, who has overthrown numerous governments, could take out and assassinate anyone that they want, could not capture Mikhail Gorbachev in his own villa. It's also laughable that Yeltsin was standing upon the tank in Red Square and broadcasting to the world, and all the Western media was covering it, and the Communist Party controlled the television station and didn't pull the plug. I mean, who are we to believe that the Communists would allow this to go forward? We know now that the various dictators in the Soviet states were actually ordered by Moscow to step down, that they had prepared phony anti-communists to then rise to fill in the vacuum, and all of this was very much orchestrated from Moscow. And this is what Erich Honecker, the premier of East Germany, said on his deathbed in Chile, where he was in exile, that Moscow ordered him to stand down and let this revolution take place. And so this was a very carefully crafted deception by the Soviets, but it was also a carefully crafted cover by the Western press. I mean, I sat there and watched this thing unfold, and I said, hey, this doesn't make sense. This is a fraud, I said to myself. And you know, these journalists are very intelligent, too, but not a single person, not a single journalist ever questioned what was happening before their eyes was real. In fact, it wasn't real. And there's a great deal that went under the bridge. Now, so Russia has for many years been managing the extension of this grand deception by pretending, of course, that these satellite countries are free. In point of fact, they have maintained control over many of these countries and at least have secret agents still monitoring events. Some of them have gone over to Western control. A few of them, the Baltic states, all have. Georgia has. Ukraine, we think, has, although the leaders of the Orange Revolution keep playing up to Russia. But clearly, Hungary, Romania, and Bulgaria have gone over to the western side, those that have joined NATO, the Baltic states, Poland, you know, has at least began with a major deception. Lech Walesa, the leader of Solidarity, was in fact a communist agent playing both sides of the field. But liberty did really take hold in Poland, and they have they'll have to reconquer that. It's not going to be controlled in the same way that that they're trying to, you know, they do control Belarus, for example, which has a real, you know, communist still in charge. So in essence, the Soviets have let about half of their states go, and they still control secretly the other half. Even the ones that have gone into NATO, for example, still have sufficient Soviet spies within their infrastructure that they're able to spy on NATO through membership of Poland and the Czech Republic in NATO. So a lot of it isn't the rosy picture of NATO expansion that we've been led to believe. And, of course, the liberals in the United States have touted this line that we have to keep Russia from feeling secure and surrounded. And they keep making the case, you know, that Secretary of State James Baker during the H.W. Bush administration promised Mikhail Gorbachev that the West would not expand NATO to include the former Soviet states. But why should Russia care if they'd really let down their, the communism had fallen, whether or not these former states went into NATO? They themselves should want to get into NATO. But, of course, NATO technically knew, everybody has known, that the Russians really didn't reform. That's only been something for Western media consumption. In fact, the former Soviet states, like Poland, have wanted greater NATO assurances that they would protect them from Russia. But from the very beginning of the phony fall of the Soviet Union, NATO and the United States agreed to certain compromises with Russia, such as not taking former Soviet states into NATO, and the allowance for Kaliningrad. Now, this is the enclave, the military enclave that Russia was allowed to keep as a non-independent state. And Kaliningrad is sitting right below the Baltic states and right on top of Poland, with the port city, Kaliningrad, which used to be Königsberg, the Prussian-German state headquarters, on the Baltic Sea, and they're able to, you know, have a warm water port there. They have missiles. They have military troops there. I mean, it's a bristling armed camp right in the middle of NATO, and so this is a problem for the U.S. But what we're seeing now, Dr. Stan, in my opinion, is we're seeing the setup for World War III. And this will take 5 or 6 years to mature, in my estimation, but already Russia is putting forth the doctrine by which it will establish hostilities with the West. And it's the same doctrine that Hitler used in beginning World War II, and it was protecting German people who were in the Sudetenland, which was a portion of Czechoslovakia, and the German population, significant population, that was in Poland. And it was the use of these populations, even in Austria, justified the Anschluss into Austria, justified the invasion of Poland, was to protect German nationals, and they had, of course, provocations that they engineered to make it appear as if German nationals were under attack, and that was led to World War II. We're seeing the same doctrine put forth by President Medvedev, as he states that we will crush any states, any post-Soviet states that attempt to kill Russian citizens. Now, conveniently, the Russians have ceded every one of these former Soviet states, but especially the ones ringing Russia with Russian immigrants. The Baltics have hundreds of thousands of Russians that have been moved in there and that still remain there, and there's constant ethnic conflict. I have a daughter right now who's living in Estonia, and she says that Russians cannot even go to any Estonian store and speak Russian. The Estonians won't attend to them. They make them have a translator if they can't speak Estonian. They just feel so hostile, and they should. They actually killed off almost half the Estonians by sending them to concentration camps and purging them. Same thing with Latvia and Lithuania. They've suffered tremendously under the Soviet occupation, and it's no wonder that there's this ethnic hostility towards the Russian population that was moved into their borders to water down their vote and to create conflict. And that's the same agenda, I fear, that, you know, the Bush administration has been pushing and continuing to push for illegal immigration or to allow amnesty, is to continue to water down American voting and to create ethnic conflict, because it's out of that ethnic conflict that they're able to engender new legal and government structures that control people.
Of course, with the full cooperation of many of our major corporations who, you know, now when you call them, they say, now, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? So instead of having one language for America, unite us, the whole idea is to divide us. And AT&T and so many of our major corporations are complicit.
Yes, it really bothers me when I go into Home Depot and other things that everything is translated into two languages. They're setting us up for the same thing that Canada has to face between French and English. And it's totally unnecessary. I don't know if single Mexican that goes into Home Depot that doesn't speak enough English that they can't order anything that they want.
Sure.
It's just pandering to this and of course the CEO of Home Depot is a CFR member. He's very much a globalist that believes in globalism, and so this is very much a part of their agenda.
Just like it was in Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania. Go right ahead.
Well, but you see, the seeds of provocation are already set. There isn't any way that these poor countries are going to avoid having some conflict in the future. I mean, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania all unanimously came out in favor of Georgia, which put them at odds with their Russian immigrant, forced immigrant people within their border, and eventually there's going to be some riots and some conflict. There's already one man killed last year in Estonia when the Estonians removed a World War II Soviet-style monument, and, you know, they were protesting that, and one person was killed in the confrontation with police. So it doesn't take many of those things to inflame tensions and for Russia then to implement and say, well, we're invading to protect Russian citizens, and we're going to see that happen. That may well be a trigger that they can use for war at any time. One of the most dangerous things, of course, is what President George Washington warned us against, these entangling alliances that NATO is trying to secure. It means that NATO has to come to the defense of any of these states, like the Baltics, if Russia should choose to invade to protect Russian citizens. So Russia is, after playing all these years very carefully, downplaying its power to gain Western aid, trade, and technology, which they've received in abundance, they are now changing to a more hostile Cold War stance. Half of the American pundits are in denial. They're just saying this too will pass and that we can't afford to offend Russia or bring it out of the G8 and other things that they can do. In fact, there are a variety of things that the West could do. The West is showing itself to be a real paper tiger. It looks like Munich all over again. Peace in our times. This agreement with Georgia is completely one-sided. The Russians did not allow for any of the proposed compromises that Georgia wanted. And you look at provisions 5 and 6, and they are an open-ended allowance for Russia to do what they want in Georgia. And, you know, the West twisted Georgia's arm to sign this lousy document, but essentially allows the Russians, before any interim multinational peacekeeping force arrives, which it may never arise because Russia has veto power of the Security Council, Russia is allowed to implement security measures within Georgia, and it doesn't define or limit what security measures mean, what they are, what the time limit is. And so, in essence, Russia has simply labeled all of their troops peacekeepers, you know, which is hardly a misnomer. A true statement. They just labeled them peacekeepers, and so they're no longer occupation troops. They're peacekeepers. And, you know, whenever the U.S. tries to come in and criticize them, you know, the world now laughs at the U.S. I mean, how can you say that you can't unilaterally invade another country? You've done it in Iraq. How can you say that you can't unilaterally stay in a country and occupy it when you're doing the same thing in Iraq? And so, you know, the U.S. has prepared and handed over to Russia all of the doctrinal justification for tyranny, because the U.S. is engaged in itself clearly in the name of democracy. But the Russians still have that same excuse, too. I mean, the South Ossetians want to secede from Georgia. They want to be part of Russia. And, you know, the Georgians have to be pretty bad, frankly, for the South Ossetians to want to be part of Russia. And they have been. I mean, ever since the Soviet occupation, we've got to remember that Stalin forced these two semi-autonomous republics, Abkhazia and South Ossetia, into Georgia as a gift to Stalin's hometown in Gori. And they've run roughshod over these two semi-autonomous nations. So did the Tsar and Russia before them. So these poor people really have some just cause against the Georgians. The U.S. has made common cause with them, brought in military advisors. And in fact, the U.S. said in 2004, we're not leaving Georgia. We're going to make a permanent military presence here. And President Saakashvili made a big deal out of the fact that the presence of American soldiers guaranteed that Russia would not invade. Well, obviously, that didn't work.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Scott here, America.
To join them for a special night, Knocking on Heaven's Gates, Discovering the Appointed Time of Prayer. Thursday, August the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Community Building, Charlotte and Parish in Johnstown, Colorado. Admission is free. Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion will be teaching you practical ways to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding. It'll be a fascinating teaching seminar that explores the scriptures. For information, call 303-654-9924.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps want to go ahead and subscribe to it.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. If people want a copy of the brief that we're discussing today, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send it out to them. I do offer a one-time free subscription or a free copy for people who are considering subscribing to the brief, and encourage people to do that. They can go to my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and read a synopsis of the current brief, as well as read a rundown of all the top news stories that are posted every day by my volunteer research staff. There's lots of free stuff on the website, too, especially archival material about things that I've written in the past on major government cover-ups. I specialize in trying to unravel things that the government has purposely tried to obscure because of their involvement in illegal acts and things that undermine our national sovereignty and are leading us to what I believe is a global New World Order, which is our major threat. So returning to our topic here in Bonn, Georgia, this is the major dichotomy that, between my view and all of the other pundits, even libertarians, for example, who tend to view Russia as the victim here of aggression by the West, and even though the West did provoke that, I'm not in the camp that says that Russia's an innocent victim here. I'm not in the camp that believes, as Paul Craig Roberts seems to believe, and as even Ron Paul has sometimes believed, that if we just let Russia alone, that we can live in peace with Russia. I mean, Russia is a predator state who has been playing as if it is reformed, but in fact is not. And it is not the, in fact, encirclement of Russia by NATO that has caused Russia to be hardened. This is something that is simply bringing Russia out of its posturing stance, which has been false for so many years. So what's interesting is that even though I have been in opposition to everything the neocons have been saying now about Iran and Iraq and North Korea, and, you know, I'm going to be probably in agreement with most of the thing because the neocons have come to the position, finally, because it suits their own purposes, not because that they're really in favor of American, of saving American interests, but I'm going to be probably in agreement with the neocons in attacking Russia as a threat, because Russia truly is a threat. But neocons will still continue to push the Iran war. Things are changing, though, on the front, and I'm not sure quite yet, Dr. Stan, how this new Russia-Georgia situation is going to affect the war on Iran. For example, the Russians are bringing a fleet now into one of the major Mediterranean ports of Syria, apparently negotiating an agreement whereby they have a permanent presence there in Syria, and this could considerably alter the balance of power. Syria has been negotiating for new Iskander missiles. These are very potent missiles, very hard to intercept. But Russia just assured Israel today that they would not be selling Iskander missiles to Syria. Syria wanted a major Russian presence there in order to, because they know a war is coming and that Israel and the United States ought to provoke a regional war, and that Syria is going to get caught up in it, even though the initial target is going to be Iran. So with a major Russian presence there, it could very well put a halt on U.S. plans to invade Iran. And I'm very suspicious of this, given the fact that, you know, the neocons are switching to Russia as the target rather than Iran. So that might be a very interesting change that we will have to analyze in the future as this thing plays out.
Well, we live in very uncertain times, and the tragedy is most Americans are totally oblivious of this, preferring to be concerned about, you know, the Olympics and the football season that's coming up, rather than the very real military conflicts that threaten the very survival of our nation.
Well, you know, we're certainly, the American people have no stomach for war. They're still going to be completely shocked. when this war does begin. But I think, of course, that one of the main reasons why the West is allowing Russia to further exercise its hegemony and is not so much that they want, and they will continue to downplay the actual threat of Russia right up until the time that we receive a nuclear preemptive strike from Russia and China. But at least they won't be, they'll be able to hide behind a smokescreen that, well, we were warning about Russia and we were concerned about Russia just as they are doing in China. Not enough to actually stop aid and trade with Russia, but certainly enough to be able to have some plausible deniability that they were responsible for inducing this war, which is what I've been saying all of this time. They will be covering their themselves somewhat so that you know, the United States won't be completely surprised when this happens. We'll be looking for a triggering event, and it could be the invasion of, and it probably looks like it's now going to be the invasion of Russia into one of the NATO-type states, which will require a military response by NATO. And then that will require a military response by the United States, and then there'll be some exchange of weapons that will eventually end up being a nuclear strike on America.
Well, it's, you know, I hate to think of this thing happening, but I believe if God is just, he's going to bring his judgment on this country sooner or later. Anyway, go right ahead, Jim.
Now, I still do not believe that this war is imminent. There are several conservative constitutionalist commentators, including, I won't name names at this point, but they're calling for, you know, this is an imminent strike on the West that's coming, and I don't believe that's true. I think this thing will play out just as there were many years between Hitler's initial saber-rattling and protecting German peoples until he got up enough, you know, threat to push the West into actually declaring war on Hitler. So right now we can look for continued escalation, and obviously Russia is taking a hard line in Georgia. You know, they have Medvedev promised to withdraw Russian troops last Monday. They actually went deeper into Georgia, attacking and destroying Georgia military targets, blowing up runways, blowing up buildings, occupying major road intersections. I mean, this is very, very provocative, setting up permanent military checkpoints on Georgian territory. Now Medvedev is promising to withdraw by Friday, and in fact, we have news today that some troops are headed north. So there's the first withdrawals, but now Medvedev, or the military leadership, is saying it's going to take at least 10 days.
We'll be back in just a moment with those thousands here in America.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and for our last segment of our program, go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about Russia's aggressive way in which they're handling this. I mean, obviously, if they wanted to continue to promote the soft, weak, I still need help, Russia, they wouldn't be handling it like this. It's very easy for them to simply... I mean, they haven't really accomplished much. They've really stung Georgia. They beat back their military. They're destroying military bases. In fact, they captured a half a dozen American Humvees that the Georgians had driven into the port of Poti, and apparently they had on it, on these Humvees, the latest, according to Debka.com, the latest satellite communications technology and secret codes involved, and so the U.S. and NATO are going to have to change their codes now because the Russians have taken these vehicles, and, you know, the U.S. didn't say a thing about that. They, you know, didn't complain officially about the stealing of these vehicles and the technology that was involved in that. So clearly the U.S. is a paper tiger relative to Russia, and these were second-rate units that Russia had in there. U.S. military analysis indicated they weren't using coded transmissions. They had single radio transmissions. They didn't show good esprit de corps, a lot of pot belly showing, and a lot of different types of troops, everything from regular Russian soldiers. None of the elite Russian units were there. South Ossetian militias were there. We're doing the purging of Georgians. A lot of Georgians had their houses burned out, people killed, executed, some incarcerated. Chechen thugs were there from Chechnya so that they could do the pillaging and burning. In fact, the code name of the Russian code name for the entire operation was Chistoye Polye, which means clean field, the equivalent of the Russian or the Western term scorched earth. So it's obvious that they wanted to teach Georgia a lesson. Obviously, the Russians in the aggregate probably are just as guilty of provoking this conflict as the Georgians were in actually attacking on the 7th of August. But the Georgians, in fact, have had military bases and troops illegally placed in South Ossetia. And Saakashvili, the president of Georgia, came to office promising to remove military, get the West to remove Russian bases. You know, how the West, and the West is somewhat responsible as well, because they allowed Russia to be part of this peacekeeping ruse so that they could label their troops peacekeepers. I mean, they allowed Russia to be part of the peacekeeping force. They should have had neutral people in there keeping the peace between Georgia and South Ossetia rather than Russian troops. Obviously, Russian troops were killed by the Georgians when they went into to attack South Ossetia. They did it wrong. I think the Georgians did too much civilian damage, which is a problem, and you know, you start killing Russian soldiers and Russia's going to get involved. So Russia clearly has overreacted in this, and they've been even more aggressive in their prosecution of this, and it doesn't look like they're going to leave permanently. They are intending and have rolled out a map of checkpoints well within Georgian territory surrounding South Ossetia to make sure that Georgian troops don't even get close to the border.
But well, I think that both sides share the blame, exactly as you say, and I think that there is some sort of a master plan behind this whole thing, as you point out, the prelude to World War III. And this will not be a simple little war that will be fought someplace else. There's no way that there's going to be a third world war without a nuclear involvement and a nuclear involvement of the United States. And people, I think, are living in a fool's paradise.
Well, you know, one of the effects of this war is that it has put a clamp down on investment in the region. The U.S. had been promoting investment in all of the post-Soviet states, and all of a sudden investments are drying up. Ukraine is especially vulnerable because their banks are highly leveraged, taken on a lot of debt through Western encouragement, and the West is the only one investing in Ukraine, and suddenly the investors don't want to roll over that debt. So a lot of Ukrainian banks who look like they're facing bankruptcy here because of this sudden cooling of arrangement. And I think to a certain extent, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania are in the same boat. They're going to have financial problems because everyone now is fearful of the fact that not only Russia's coming aggression, but the weak response of the West in responding to Russia indicates that nobody has confidence that they will be defended by the West, and much less investors. This puts in doubt new oil pipelines that are supposed to go through South Ossetia and Georgia. It's doubtful that those are going to get built. As I've said, it might even rearrange the prospect of war with Iran just because of Russia's new aggressiveness. I still think that there are other reasons why the U.S. want to neutralize Iran. One of the reasons is that Iran probably is the only good alternative for Russia, for Europe, to avoid a chokehold from Russian and oil gas. If they made arrangements with Iran, now Iran's still a long way away and have to be piped through some other Middle Eastern states in order to get to Europe, and might have to be liquefied natural gas, which Iran is putting in a huge plant. But in any case, Europe has been extremely weak in the response to Russia because they are blackmailed by Russia relative to their oil and natural gas supplies. About 68% of natural gas comes from Russian sources. A lot of the rest comes from the Norwegians and others within, and some of the near Middle East. But those supplies are dwindling, and it looks like it'll be up to 75% Russian gas and oil in the next 10 years, and Europe simply cannot afford to do that.
But, you know, Joel, I remember thinking a decade or more ago, you know, why is Europe letting itself become dependent upon Russian natural gas? It was obvious, even at that time, that this was going to give Russia a chokehold on Europe. And the Europeans were going right along with it. And, of course, we were helping the Russians build those pipelines to strengthen their chokehold over Eastern Europe. None of this makes sense if you look at it logically.
Well, and that's right. And, you know, we have a combination of forces working in Europe. We still have the Socialist International run by Moscow, influencing nations, and the Anglo-American establishment.
Well, we're out of time again. God bless. It's been George Gallatin. Always fascinating. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I want to mention we do have an opportunity to get onto a major station in the Spokane area. I have drive time every afternoon, and if any of you would be interested in helping us do that, I realize you're a long way from Spokane, but we're trying gradually to pick up major stations that will give us an opportunity to bring people the information they're not getting from the regular sources. And as you know, we have a little network we put together with some 36 programs, 36 stations on the weekend. Extremely expensive, but the only way we're going to turn things around is to educate the American people. So if any of you out there would be interested in helping, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And we also want to mention we're having our annual conference here in the Monterey Bay area. And we're going to, it's on October 26th, all-day session. It's interesting, we have people actually signing up already in preparation for that, more than we've ever had before, but we're having a great lineup of speakers. We're going to have Dr. Rosa Blaylock will be there, Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, who is deeply involved in the occult, and back in 1980 wrote a book entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil, telling about how she had actually witnessed all these truly supernatural events occurring, and she thought they were from God. I mean, where else could supernatural events come from? Until she realized, of course, that so many of the people who had these supernatural healings were now demonically possessed. Joanne will be there. Certainly Patrick Wood will be there talking on finance and how you may certainly have to begin to position yourself. And, of course, I'll be giving a talk as well, Michael Shaw. Should be a great lineup, October the 26th. If you're going to come, we need to know because we're, of course, going to be serving lunch. And, so our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, if you would like to get our material on the spiritual aspect of what's going on today, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is the classic and or the DVD. The talk, The Forbidden Secret, and the syllabus goes with that, or of course, the next one in the series, Secret Knowledge, going into, of course, the forces working behind the scenes that make the unexplainable understandable, because, of course, there are spiritual forces at work. And then, of course, we have our talk on the planned police state, where we actually will help you to understand it, put into it the proper perspective of the fact that there is a supernatural element behind everything going on. And, of course, we actually quote from the writings of these people who are tuned into the other dimension there. And if you get any of our items, and if you'd like a special copy of something that was put out by the people from the Lucius Trust, actually, it was something that was channeled to Alice Bailey over 50 years ago, called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And who are the spiritual hierarchy? They're the supernatural elements that control the world. But this is their writing, not mine.